Are you approaching your 50s or are you in your 50s and feeling stuck? Are you feeling like life is passing you by and wish someone would just come point you in the right direction? Welcome to the Path to Being 50 and Free show with Karen Timer. Your path to freedom starts now. Join Karen Timer on a journey where she explores with experts globally and empowers others to live a life of freedom. Karen will teach you how to claim your life back by covering topics around creating emotional and financial freedom. There is more to life than what you are living. Make a decision and start now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Path to Being 50 and Free. My name is Karen Timer and I am your podcast host for today. And we are live every first and third Friday of each month at 3 p.m. EST time. If you are watching or listening to this, then I know you're looking for some kind of change in your life, or maybe you're looking to inspire people. I don't know what it is, but welcome. And I'm excited for my guest today, Mike Wallace and Corey McLaughlin. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, from 10Fed. And I'm just going to give a short little how I met you guys. I met you, a couple of months ago at this weekend event, we'll call it. And I remember seeing everybody at this event, and there was a lot of people wearing these t-shirts and hats that said, "I give FCK." And I thought, why is everybody wearing this? What does this mean? Right. And I remember Mike going up to you and I said, okay, where is everybody coming up with this? Right. And you said, don't worry, I'll connect you with the right people. So I thought, okay, cool. So I'm like, awesome. Little did I know that you and Corey were the right people and the founders of 10Fed. And I absolutely love your story. And I'm going to let you guys, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got the courage to start this business and how you got the courage to leave your jobs as well. So take it away, boys.
Yeah. First off, thanks so much for having us on, Karen. It's a pleasure to be on here with you this afternoon and really glad we got a chance to connect. And yeah, just to kind of allude on that story a little more, Corey and I, this is something we started about just over 6 years ago now. And we both came from places where we just simply weren't fulfilled with our previous roles in our careers. And I myself personally was at TD Bank. Corey had a landscaping company at the time. And we were always just chatting about doing something in business together. And we knew that something was going to happen. We just didn't know what. And long story short, we ended up going to see Tony Robbins at an Unleash the Power Within conference in Chicago back in 2014 or 15. I think it was 2013. And from that moment, something just sparked in us. And we came up with this concept that we weren't only going to build a business, but we were going to do something that gave back in some way. There's a lot of people that need help, that need assistance. We're very fortunate to live in the position that we do. You know, we've got a roof over our heads, we've got food to eat. And a lot of people just take those things for granted. There are a lot of people in this world that don't have those, luxuries. And it was something that was near and dear to Corey and I's heart that we wanted to help people. We just didn't know how. And we came up with a concept where we were going to help a charity. We're going to switch it up every month and help a different charity every month. And it was called Passion 12. And it quickly morphed into what we now know as 10Fed. The concept of switching charities month over month, it was very challenging for us. And it got to the point where we were connecting with a lot of charities, figuring out who we were going to work with. And we connected with this charity in Peterborough called Kids Against Hunger. They loved our concept. They loved our energy. And they just said, you want to do something exclusive around feeding hungry children, hungry families in the world. So we took that opportunity to kind of rebrand and we relaunched as 10Fed in 2015. And we just took the leap. It wasn't easy. Again, I came from the TD world, corporate world, my parents thought I was crazy. Everybody thought I was kind of crazy to leave, a really good job. And it wasn't easy to do. It was a decision that it was kind of like, is there ever really going to be a right time? Is there going to be writing on the wall that says now is the time? And we just figured, no, we got to just make the leap and go for it. So we did it.
Love it. I love it. And like, were you kind of going like the fear, right? Like we all get that fear of like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? But you just figure it out, right? Like that's it at the end of the day, right? And Corey, what about you? Like, did you have that, that fear that stops so many people from just taking a leap of faith and just trusting in, you know, whatever we believe in, right? And just trusting that you're on the right path and you're going to do this and figure it out later.
Yes, 100%. I had that. Mike alluded to the fact that I actually opened up a landscaping company and I had that going for about 7 years. And even jumping from the corporate world into that, there was such like an anxiety in my chest. And I was like, I know that I want to do it, but it is very scary to take that leap and go from a set paycheck to, I don't know what's going to happen. But Mike also mentioned, you know, a lot of people look at you and they're like, be careful. You know, they always have good intentions. Be careful. Good intentions when they say you're insane, don't do it. It's all based on them loving you and protecting you and doing what they think is best for you.
Yeah.
But just blowing past that, blowing past the fear. And once I find anyways, the times that I've done this, as soon as you do go past it and you just make the move, there's such a sense of like openness and I was very thankful that I did it. But I can understand why there is fear based around it because it's not easy. It's definitely challenging. And you realize that as you're going through it, like, oh my God, what am I into right now? But you learn so much and you grow so much by going through it. Mm-hmm. And even during the difficult times, we've realized like what a blessing it actually is to be going through all of this and learning and growing. And, you know, the freedom lies within those moments. It's not just when I get to a certain point, I'll be free. It's like, no, I'm free right now because I'm doing what I want and I'm learning and growing on my own. That's one of the lessons I've taken out of the whole thing.
Yeah, I love it. What would you say, like, would your guys' biggest challenge be?
For me personally, just with coming from the corporate world, I was always very, I had to have everything in place, like almost like a perfectionist, to be in control of everything and have that certainty around it. And like Corey just said, when you start a business, there's all sorts of hurdles and there's all sorts of bumps in the road and it's not easy. And just being overcritical of everything, especially at the start, was really challenging for both of us. I know me personally, was one of my most difficult obstacles to overcome. And as Corey just alluded to as well, this running a business is a great tool for personal growth. So like it's almost like an added bonus. Like not only are Corey and I trying to grow our business every day, but our business is growing us. So we're so grateful to have the opportunity, but it's the overcritical and overanalyzing that I've really had to try my hardest to overcome. And it's something that I'm now aware of and have started to learn to let go. And it's something that I practice every day, but it's definitely one of the hardest things I've ever worked on in my entire life.
Yeah. I can totally relate. Like sometimes we just have to surrender. Right. It's like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. This is my, you know, how I want to, you know, give back. This is what I want to do in my business. Okay. I surrender, right. And let go of some of that control, let go of the reins of it. And yeah. I hear you, Mike, because I can get like that too. I can get too much in my head. I can get like, oh my God, this isn't going to be perfect. you know, what if I sound like a, you know, whatever, a twit or this, that, what goes on in my mind. But like, who cares, right? Like, it's just about moving forward. And I mean, you guys, you guys are doing so much good. Like, tell us a little bit, like how many families or how many meals have you provided for people through your 10 Fed?
We actually, in the last 6 years, we've provided just over 375,000 meals. And really most of those have come in the last couple of years, because it took such a long time to get ourselves out there. You know, like the first few years, it was difficult, and therefore, you know, we weren't really making as many sales at the beginning, therefore we weren't feeding as many people. But we've really started to project upwards in the last couple of years, which has really helped not only the business, but also of course providing meals. So yeah, we're creeping up on that 400,000 meal mark, and we want to hit 1 million meals by the end of next year at the latest. That's our goal in terms of those numbers. Yeah.
Oh, you guys will definitely do it. I every time I talk to people about, you know, oh, these are my guests this week. Oh, I know them. I know them. I love what they're doing. And you guys are very popular. And it almost makes me feel a little guilty that I didn't know who 10 Fed were. So now I do. And yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting. So tell us, so what's the acronym? What does I Give FCK stand for?
Are we allowed to swear on this channel?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care. Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. And if we're not, I'll find out about it. No, go ahead.
You can beep it out. It stands for the acronym that we ended up creating is I Give a Food Care Kit. And obviously, I think most people would probably recognize that it looks a different way. And the way it started was that it was simply an abbreviated way to say, I give a fuck, I care, you know? And it obviously stands out to the point where people see it and they get shocked. They laugh, they smile, some get angry. But the main point is it shocks people enough to get their attention so we can explain what it is that we do. And even the person wearing the shirt then has an opportunity, because they get stopped a lot and they get that opportunity to explain what's going on. So we have a lot of salespeople out there, in a sense, because they're wearing the shirt, they have no option. People stop them and say, why does your shirt say that? And it's been a really nice marketing tool, which is not the reason we really created it, but it's worked out well.
I love it. Well, that's what caught my attention, right? Because it was like, first I saw you guys wearing it and I was like, oh, I give a fuck, what, huh? Like, it just really, I was like, oh, I like that. Because sometimes you do see people saying, I don't give a, you know, fuck, right? So I loved that. And then, like I said, I started seeing more people wearing this. I'm like, okay, am I missing the store somewhere here? Right. So, you know,
yeah, I love it. Karen. We used to do a lot of live shows, like live events. That's kind of how we got our start. We just said yes to every single event that we were invited to. So we were at trade shows, you know, outdoor music festivals and street festivals. We were on the go constantly, and having that I give a fuck design out on our like on our mannequins out front, it drew everybody in. Even if, like Corey said, even if they didn't like it, it would still draw them into a conversation, and it would give us an opportunity to explain it. So it's such a good conversation starter, and it's resulted in, you know, hundreds of thousands of meals. Like, literally, it's been a game changer for us. Definitely our most popular design. And yeah, it definitely helped us in, you know, selling our product, especially when we were first starting out, for people who didn't really know about us, and a great opportunity to, again, to share our stories with everybody who came by and made a comment on it.
And Karen, yeah. I do want to say too, you just brought this up, but you know how popular it has been for so many years. Like, I don't know how long, but for people to just, it's almost a way of being for them to say, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. You know, they almost take pride in it that they don't care. But I think ultimately that usually just means that they don't care what people think. But a lot of people just say it, like, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Well, we had a lot of people, like Mike said, that would come by our booth and have some sort of reaction. And you'd be surprised how many people would see the shirt and be like, oh, I don't give a fuck. And we'd be like, well, you do. Everyone does about something. And we would call people out on it. We would say, what about your daughter standing right next to you? Do you care about her? And that would almost 99.9% of the time, it would change their mind. So,
yeah. And we all really do. It doesn't matter where you are in life, you know, and that kind of thing. But we all, like, we all really do care. You know, we care what happened, even though we, you know, our ego wants to say, oh, yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Really. And like you say, right, like, well, you have a daughter here, right? Or maybe you have family, or you care about your parents, or you care about your loved ones, or something, right? Or maybe you care just that little bit about yourself, right? So, like, we really do. But that's just our, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I want to look like a tough guy or something and just go, I don't care, I'm tough, I can handle this. But, you know, it there's so much, like, for me anyway, with the meaning behind that, that it's like, yeah, I do care. You know, I do care what happens to me. I do care what happens to my animals and my family and my friends and even people I don't know. Like, I do care about what happens to people, right?
And yeah, it kind of flips that narrative.
Yeah. And we do, you know, it's important to give back. And I'm excited to be partners with you guys as well and help promote you and help promote your product, because I also get to give back, right? And I've been kind of thinking, like, what do I want to do? What do I want to give back to, right? There's another one I give back to in Africa, but, you know, and with this, like, I'm selling your candles. Oh my God, your candles are amazing. You know, if you want to talk a little bit about the candles as well, you know, I've been selling those, and a portion of that, you know, obviously goes back to feeding, you know, it will go to feed 10 people. And all my, you know, for my followers and my customers and clients, a part of my proceeds will go back to feeding 10 meals as well. So, you know, I sell all kinds of products and services. So yeah, a big portion of that will go back to that, because it's important right now. And so many people are struggling, and it's important, even if someone can just do one little thing. And what's really cool, like, I would like what you guys say, one thing that's really cool is that, you know, by somebody coming into me, whether it's for massage therapy, whether it's for coaching, whether it's to purchase my products, that kind of stuff, they're getting a gift for themselves and they're giving back at the same time, which is pretty cool, I think, anyway. So, you know, so your mission, so you're saying your mission is you want to give, what was it? A million meals? No.
1 million meals. Yeah. 1 million meals by the end of 2022 is our goal.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Anything else you want to share? So what does freedom mean to you guys? One of you start.
Well, Corey, I think you said it really well earlier. Freedom is doing exactly what we want to do, something we're passionate about. And it's really when we're in a position where we can kind of use our creativity and, you know, Corey and I have brainstorming sessions all the time, and this brand is really, it's just where we want to take it. It's just, we have the ability to kind of, you know, shift when we need to, and, running a business is hard. It's long hours. But at the same time, I wouldn't change a thing for the world. And to me, that when I'm waking up every day and I'm excited to do what I do, that's the definition of freedom for me.
For myself, I did kind of mention it before a little bit, is, you know, the expectations that we have on ourselves, and then the expectations that we have on others and how everything needs to be. And Mike mentioned it, like the control that we try to have of everything. And I just find that, you know, especially at the beginning of this journey, we were like, it needs to be exactly like this and it needs to be perfect. And we better be on a beach living in LA in 4 months from the time we start. And when it didn't work, we were like, oh man, like, this is hard. And then we kept perpetuating that. And it was very difficult. And I find that really the simplistic version of where freedom really came from was letting go of the expectations and just openly being creative and working, because it's a blessing to be able to work right now on something that you enjoy doing. It doesn't need to be any particular way. And that was the moment that I realized that. And I think both Mike and I are on the same page. The freedom felt very real, is that we're doing something we like and we don't have any exact set expectations. We'll plan, we'll set goals, but we know they may not work out the way we want. And that's okay. And we're just enjoying it even more in the last, couple of years. So it's been good.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's funny you bring that up, because for me, it was always like, I'd set a goal. If I didn't reach that goal by that date, I'd be so hard on myself. I'd be like, oh my God, like this sucks. Maybe I'm not doing this right. Maybe I'm not on the right path. That kind of, and it's funny you bring that up now, because I was thinking about that earlier today of just how far I've come with that, right? Like you set a goal and it might not go exactly how you wanted, and maybe you got to pivot a little bit, you know, and that kind of thing, right? So it is important to be passionate. You know, you have this one life to live, right? And I think I know it is important to love what you do, because we're so programmed to, you know, go to work 9 to 5, come home, feed the kids or whatever, go to sleep, you know, wake up and rinse and repeat, right? And you have to be passionate. Like sometimes people are like, oh my God, yay, it's Friday. I'm like, oh, it is? Like, I didn't know that, right? Like, okay, because, you know, I look forward to every day. Like I actually wake up going, okay, who can I, like my saying that I say every day is, you know, I do my gratitude and I say, okay, universe, take care of my needs and I will serve. Who can I help today? Mm-hmm. Right. And every day I say that. And it's amazing what starts to show up, because I really do want to inspire people, which is why I started this podcast as well. Right. But I mean, it's like, you know, and then there's people that are like, oh my God, it's almost Monday. And it's like, oh, it's Monday. Like, yeah. I don't know. I enjoy every day. Right. Yeah. I have my good days and bad days. We're still human at the end of the day. Right. So it's, and sometimes you just have to like surrender. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Can relate to that, Karen. Yeah. Like I used to dread Sunday nights. They used to be like, oh, just dreadful, knowing that I got to go back and do it for 5 days in a row all over again. And yeah, something has to change when you feel like that, because, like you said, we get one go around at this, in this physical world. And, it's really important that you love what you do.
Yeah, I agree. And so many people right now are so afraid, and it's just like, you know, and to me, it's just like, okay, why don't you focus on what you do enjoy, you know, and just find the joy in every single day. I mean, this path is really teaching me to find the joy in today. Right. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't know what next week's going to bring. You know, I can plan, but anything could happen. Right. And this is teaching me to be present. So anyway, it's part of this journey. Is there anything, any advice, any tips, tricks, anything you want to share with the audience? Anything you'd like to share, how they find you, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, okay. If there's any tips or I'm not going to call it a trick by any means, but I would say, like, you know, that back to that idea of the expectations, like just enjoy it. And to your point, just enjoy it. Like if it's something that you want to do, 100%, absolutely, just do it. Like make it happen no matter what. And don't be so set on it needing to be perfect, especially right away. Just do it because you love doing it, and then learn as you go. And it may turn into something, it may not, but at least you'll be enjoying it in the moment.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Mike, anything else you'd like to share?
Just go for it. Honestly, like I said earlier, the writing is not going to be on the wall and say that the time is now. You might be waiting for certain things to align and say, oh, well, when this happens, I'm going to make it happen. Or when A, B, and C happen, I'm going to go for it. You just got to go for it. You just need to start somewhere. And once you start, you'll be surprised how things start moving your way.
Love it. Love it. All right. We're almost time to wrap up. How can people find you? How do they get in touch with you if they want to help you?
So go to tenfed.com, and it's spelled out TENFED, tenfed.com. And then you can find us on social media at 10Fed on Instagram, Facebook. Those are the two main ones.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. I am so happy to have met you and be part of your journey. And thank you for being guests on my podcast today. I learned a lot from you, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Thanks for having us, Karen. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. Really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. So welcome. And I can't wait to get my order in soon.
Yeah, thank you again for that.
Thanks for tuning in to the Path to Being 50 and Free show with your host, Karen Timer, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join her next time to continue learning new ways to claim your life of joy and stop letting life pass you by. Your path to freedom starts here. To work with Karen, visit 50andfree.ca. That's FIFTYANDFREE.ca. Make a decision and start now.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.